Hey, Jimmy, you think we can park here? Oh. I remember that cop yesterday.
Well, certainly this is all right. There's no signs and no fire plugs.
I don't see none. Well, now what do we do?
What do we do? We get busy. That's what we do. If we have to stick around Philadelphia for 2 or 3 days waiting for your grandma to send Elizabeth's picture on to you, we got to make some dough.
Yeah, we got to make some dough. Do you think this is a good place to make it in?
Well, take a look around. Now, how many tire shops do you see?
Well, there's one in that pink and green filling station over on the corner.
That's right.
And there's a tire shop 3 doors up the street. Looks like a nice place.
All right, go on, take another look.
Oh, yeah. There's another in back of that pretty blue-colored gas station over on the other corner. Gee, Jimmy, ain't that a good-looking station? You know, blue is Elizabeth's favorite color. You know, Jimmy, on our station, I think we should order...
Oh, will you forget Elizabeth for a minute and get your mind on your work? Now, look, 3 tire shops, and we're going to sell a frost tire puller to each one. How much does that make?
Well, let's see. 3 times $5 is,
15 bucks.
Oh, boy, $15. That's making money fast, ain't it, Jimmy?
Well, I'll say it is. Now, get out 3 of them pullers out of the back of the car.
All right. Hey, are we going to take all 3 of them with us?
Well, sure, I'm going to take all 3 of them. So we won't have to come back for the car. Here, I'll take one, and you bring the other 2. I'll pick that pink and green station over across the street for a starter. Now, come on.
All right. Gee, Jimmy, ain't this great? Gee, just like a couple of regular businessmen, huh?
I'll learn you. Stick with me, Robbie, and listen to all I say.
This is a nice station, but I like that blue one better. You know, Elizabeth's
will
favorite color...
Will you forget it, please? Now, here's the guy that runs the place. Anyway, he looks like he did. Morning, brother. Now, listen close and don't say nothing.
Howdy, man. What can I do for you?
Well, now, listen, mister. We're representing the Frost Tire Puller, one of the greatest mechanical inventions of the age. Guaranteed to get tires off the rims quicker and easier than any implement that was ever put in the market. It's so simple a baby can
use. I wouldn't be interested.
Well, listen, brother. Till you've used one of these, you don't know what a pleasure it is to pull off a tire. Saves the back, saves the hands, saves wear and tear on the pants.
I wouldn't be interested.
The price is only $5, and it's really amazing how the tire industry ever get along all these years without this handy, useful, economical, indispensable instrument. Just take it in your hands and see how
I tell you, I'm not interested. Good morning.
Oh, gee, Jimmy. He's walking away on us. He just turned his back and...
You beat that? No manners at all. Walked right off. Well... Well, Sean, we'll rock right out on his old gas station. Now, come on, Robbie.
All right. Gee, that wasn't nice of him, Jim. We wouldn't do that when we're running our gas station.
Well, I should say not.
I should say not. We're going to be polite to everybody that comes in, ain't we, Jim?
We certainly are.
We certainly are.
Yeah. Now, then, let's stand here a minute by this fireplug till I get me breath. Whew. I wasted a lot of good sales talk on that guy.
It certainly was a swallow of talk you give him, Jimmy. I don't see how a guy could help himself but buy one, after all you told him.
They won't be all like that. Now then, let's see. The next place up here is the...
The tire shop is just up the street here?
Yeah, that's the one. Come on. I'm going to sell 2 to this baby, just to make up for that one we missed.
That's a boy, Jimmy. And you can do it, too. Gee, it's great to have a partner like you that knows how to do everything.
Well, you're pretty lucky. And well, at that, I'm lucky, too, having a partner like you, Robbie.
Oh, well, yeah, but I ain't traveling around like you haven't. I ain't a salesman.
Forget it. You always give me your immoral support, don't you?
My what, Jim?
Your immoral support. You know, always, you're always backing me up and everything.
Oh, sure, I know, Jim. Yeah, I back you up. I touch him.
Well, don't think. Now, here's the shot. Now, look, you carry this, puller, too. Now, look, it'll look more impressive. Well, it looked more like I was the salesman.
3 of them's kind of heavy, Jimmy, but...
Now, here it is. Now, in we go. Now, watch my smoke. Say, who's the manager of this joint? This place, I mean.
I guess I am. What'll it be?
Mister, I'm representing the Frost Tire Puller.
Say, you're the 14th salesman.
Listen, brother, till you've used one of these, you don't know what a pleasure it is to pull off a tire.
I'd like to buy something that would save me from salesmen crashing in here every minute or 2.
It's really amazing how the tire industry ever get along all these years without this handy, useful economic...
Young man, I've been getting along without one of those things for the last 14 years, and I'll probably get along for the next 14, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but, mister, you know...
You're just wasting your time and mine. Good morning.
Why, Jimmy, He walked right on us. Just like...
Come on, let's get out of here. Now, what's the use?
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, Jimmy. Gee, you sure tried hard to sell him.
I'll say I did.
Are we going to that other station now?
We're going right back to the car. That's where we're going.
All right. But I thought...
You beat that, wasting my time and his. That's gratitude. Here I am trying to do him a favor, and he pulls that one. Oh, am I crisp?
Well, here's the car. Gee, my arms is tired carrying all these pullers.
Chuck him in the back.
Hey, ain't you going over to that other station?
I am not. I'm going to get right in our little old car and sit down and rest my throat. Talk myself hoarse at them guys, and look what I get for it. Nothing.
Gee, Jimmy, well, we got to sell one. There's the room rent at the boarding house.
Don't I know it?
Oh. Well, look, Jimmy, I'm your partner, ain't I?
Sure.
And didn't you say I always give you my immoral support?
Robbie, you're all right. It's me that's bowed down on a job.
Well, don't you feel bad. But look, now, I'm going over and try to sell that guy on the corner.
Oh, it's no use. Didn't I just try? This ain't our day. If I can't sell him...
I know, Jimmy, but I gotta try. I gotta do my share of the work. I gotta...
All right, all right. You can try if you want to.
Well, I don't want it, Jimmy. I'm scared of death, but... Well, after hearing the swell talk you put up, I know I ain't got a chance, but I gotta try. Besides...
Besides what?
Well, besides, that station over there is painted blue, and blue is Elizabeth's favorite color, and it might be good luck for me.
Oh, go ahead. Hey.
What?
Well, don't you think you better take one of the pullers with you if you want to expect to sell it? Not that I think you'll need it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Thanks, Jim. I'll be right back.
I'll say he will.
Excuse me, mister.
Well, what's on your mind?
What?
What's on your mind? Make it snappy. This is my busy day.
Well, mister, I'm representing the Frost...
You're what?
I'm representing...
Another salesman.
I'm representing...
Suffering, Samuel. You see that rack? Yeah. See that rack back there?
Well, I'm representing...
3 retreads in the cooker. 5 more of them waiting. 8 vulcanizing jobs. And my helper out on jury duty. And every 5 minutes a salesman comes busting in and talks a leg off me for a half an hour.
Well, mister, I'm representing...
What you selling?
What?
What you selling? Here, give me that. Oh, I see. It's marked Frost Tire Puller. Is it any good?
Oh, yeah. I'm representing it.
Well, how much is it?
What?
I said... Oh, never mind. The price is marked on it. Five...
Well, I was going to say, I'm representing...
Well, don't say it. Here's the $5. I'll give it a try sometime. Now beat it and let me get some work done, will you?
Oh, gee. Thanks, mister.
All right. Beat it. You made a sale.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy.
Well, that didn't take long. You're a game kid for client. Come on, hop in.
Yeah, but Jimmy, I...
I know. So you didn't sell it. You don't have to hold it behind your back.
What?
I ain't sore about it.
What?
Come on, bring your hand out from behind your back. Bring your... What? For $5.
Yeah, $5, Jimmy. Look, $5.
You sold it?
Yeah, what?
You sold it?
Sure, Jimmy, I sold it. Look.
My little partner. Am I proud of you?
Yeah.
How did you put it over?
Well, you see, Jimmy, the station was all painted blue.
What?
I say the station was all painted blue, and you know, blue was always Elizabeth's favorite color, and...
No!